GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show. Once a month, we get the privilege, nay, the pleasure, of talking with Jenny Lloyd of Northern Light Philanthropy, inspiration incarnate, broadcasting hope, a breast cancer survivor on our PDQ door telephone line. And George, you need to wish Jenny a happy anniversary today.
Oh, well. Happy anniversary to you both.
No.
Oh, well.
Well, maybe. Right, Jenny?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, Tom's pretty glad we're this far out. It's not something that I want to celebrate, but it's always marked in my memory that 16 years ago, I was beginning treatment for cancer that at that time I thought was going to shorten my lifespan by quite a bit. My husband knew better than I that, and at the time of my diagnosis, his plan was that he would have me as his partner for about 5 years, and then he would be a single dad. But as we all know, science leapt in and saved the day and provided me all of these many years to do some meaningful work that I have had the privilege to do and that you have so helped me with. So thank you for the over a decade now of showing up here. I'm always shocked that anybody doesn't turn the dial when they hear that the cancer lady is coming on. So for all of you that I have never met, that keep tuned in and listen to whatever small things I am able to share, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I hope that what I have to share today might help you or your loved ones if they are indeed facing cancer or should they face it in the future.
Well, you do a wonderful job. The reason I said both is it affects everybody in the family. And
well, it certainly does, George. It certainly does. And loved ones often don't know what to do or where to go or what to say. You know, who wants to be the cancer expert? Nobody does. Nobody should have to be. It's like all of us being thrust into this pandemic. We don't know what we're doing. We're just stumbling along trying to figure it out. And every time I see someone, a colleague perhaps, that makes a mistake that they would never have made prior to 2020, and I just look at them and say, you know, you're just figuring out this pandemic thing. Give yourself some grace. So cancer is the same way. Like, you shouldn't have to be an expert in it. That you didn't go to school to become a cancer specialist. And that's why we have good people that can help us. And so while I mark my calendar with the memory of a time that was very traumatic, I wanted to make sure that those of you who may be facing the same thing know that there are resources for you available through Northern Light Cancer Care. We have many options for support groups that might be helpful to you. So if you're the one caring for a loved one, we have support groups that meet every Monday from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., if you are unfortunate enough that you've learned that your cancer has progressed and you are feeling overwhelmed, as you should be, we call that advanced cancer. There are support groups for you on Wednesdays from 10:30 to 11:45. And there's even a food and lifestyle for breast cancer that happens the third Fridays of every month from 1 to 3 p.m. And if you want to learn more about these, I'm going to give you a phone number, and I'll repeat it twice, so if you have time to grab a pen or open your notes, call 973-9370. Again, that's 973-9370, and they can get you connected and give you the information you need so that you can get more support while you or your loved one faces this very, very difficult disease.
I got the text message from you and the snapshot of you holding that information. I am going to post that on your Facebook and your Twitter feed or our thread here in our conversation with Jenny Lloyd of Northern Light Philanthropy. Valuable information. And this is for probably not just, and I want to make sure that you stress this, this is caring for a loved one, the one that is Monday from 10:30 to 11:30. This isn't necessarily for the patient. This is for those that are orbiting the patient that want to do the most to help them.
Exactly. So it could be the spouse, it could be the child, the parent, the neighbor. you know, if you are in that role of providing care in any way, this could be for you because it's stressful. It takes a lot of energy and time. It takes your spiritual self, your emotional self, your intellectual self. All of you has to come into the room physically when you are caring for that patient, and it can be very, very draining. I saw it on my husband's face. I saw it the many times I pressed my knees against his, tried to grab his face and asked him if I was going to die. How many times did he have to see me look like that with desperation and answer a question when he was lying and muster the courage to lie to my face and make me feel better? That took a lot, I'm sure, out of him, because internally he was thinking, well, yeah, you are, and I can't tell you because that could make today hurt and we need to get through today. And so, and then just the mundane, maybe the disease doesn't have such a dire diagnosis, but yet the stress is real and the bills are piling up and you've got a loved one pressing you, needed me, saying, are we going to be able to pay the mortgage? And you're the one on the other side saying, yes, honey, it's all fine, when it's not fine. So you need this kind of support. I wish that we had availed ourselves to these kinds of tools. We were just sort of stumbling through and managed to get out on the other side, you know, harmed but yet not destroyed. There's a verse that I like to sometimes say to myself, you know, pressed down but not destroyed. So, you know, you want to be more than that. You want to be helped and healed and whole on the other side of this thing. And so let the people that are experts at this help you. We also have social workers at Northern Light Cancer Care. And I'm sure when you call that number, if you've not yet been connected to a social worker, they can help you. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about what a social worker is. It's not just because you might not, you know, not be able to pay the medical bill, or maybe you know, for the person that might not have everything on all cylinders at home. It's for everybody. They're a wealth of resources and compassion, and really a great resource for anyone that is facing cancer. So at least have a one-time connection with Northern Light Cancer Care's social workers, and let them point you in a few directions that might be helpful to you.
If I'm recalling the telephone number correctly, it's, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Well, you might forget the telephone number, and I'll help you.
973-9370. That is for the Caring for a Loved One meeting. I'll say Mondays, 10:30 to 11:30. Is that the same number for the advanced care opportunity, Jenny?
Yes, it is. And while the breast cancer one has another line, I would say if you call that one, you'll be good. They'll connect you and find you the person that you need.
Okay, let's give them,
keep it simple.
Yeah, the 973-9370.
You know, Jenny, the work you do carries far and wide. I was down in Florida for a while this winter. In the condo, everybody knows everybody, you know, this down there. There's a gentleman there that was given 2 months to live 2 years ago. And when we go back, you know, we all want to check on him, you know. So when we got there, the first thing we did was, you know, how is so-and-so? And lo and behold, he came out on the balcony. He's still there. It's 2 years later, still in treatment. And I said, yep, Jenny Lloyd knows what she's talking about. I know about all of this, I've learned from you. But they brought a band over and they played music for him. Is he out of the woods? No. But the doctors there told him 2 years ago, go home, fix your stuff up. You got 2 months maybe. And this is two years later. And he's still hanging in. Very tough.
Defying all odds. Isn't that amazing? That's so wonderful, George. And, you know, that can be true for so many. We know that it's not. We know that sometimes when doctors say, you know, this is not good and you should talk to your family about serious things. We know that sometimes, sadly, they're quite accurate, and that is the way that it goes, which is why we have to keep fighting, why we have to keep providing resources, why we it's so vital that we support research locally here at home and make sure that tomorrow's treatments are available today. But we do know, too, right, that hope is massive, and that even if you're given the worst of news, there's someone so smart and so compassionate and so driven looking for a way around this nefarious disease. You know, I wish cancer was one thing. I wish you could just put one shot at it and it would go away. But cancer is not that. The more we learn, the more complicated it becomes. As in my case, we learn, wow, that breast cancer is really complicated. It's not just one cancer. And I had a very specific kind of breast cancer that was terrible. And it killed every woman that or man that got it. And then somebody was really annoyed because it hurt their family member. But they were not just annoyed. They had the brain power to get into a lab and look in a microscope, and over a period of years found a way. And that treatment that saved my life is now used in other types of cancers. It's spurred the development of other targeted treatments. And now we're in this wave of immunotherapies. We're seeing it in the mRNA vaccines. It's being used in many different ways to take care of disease. So science, while your other announcement today is not good, isn't perfect, but science is, I credit for, you know, the life I live as a way that divine inspiration touched a human being with compassion and provides hope to people like your friend who 2 months to 2 years, that's a big leap. So for anyone out there that's hearing today that you have cancer and you're frightened because it looks like it may be the worst of news because it could be the worst kind for you, take courage. Breathe today because you have today. And there is hope that today someone that you may never meet, likely will never know the name of, is working on your behalf, and there very well may be treatments on the way. And for those of you that aren't touched by cancer, you can stand in solidarity. You can help your brothers and sisters in this community whose lives are being upended by a disease that just doesn't care about a pandemic or much less anything else. It's not frightened by a virus, and it will do an unbelievable amount of damage on a family, financial, mental, spiritual, physical. It just is ruthless. You can make donations, and that's why I will boldly ask you for your money, because I know that the good people that are managing Northern Light Cancer Care will use every penny to do what it's intended to do, and it will go directly to helping our friends and neighbors face this disease. So if you're so inclined, you can reach out to me anytime at 951-2732, and I will help you make a big difference in the lives of those facing cancer.
Jenny Lloyd, cancer survivor. Now you know why we call her inspiration incarnate on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.